Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hey everyone, it's Dueling Tangents.
With Luke and Brian.
I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. We're here to have a fantastic day. We have a whole bunch of stories that we want to scoop up that we dropped yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't get to all of them because we were having some fun with acronyms and,
you know, trying to figure out what CRT actually means because...
Wow. All the different meanings that you can get from CRT.
Yeah, but today we may have another acronym for you. We're going to hold that off for just a little bit here. Acronym fun, we have to limit around here. Wow, what a fun day. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM here in Madison. Also streaming all the time on the Devil Radio app. If you haven't gotten it, what's wrong with you? The Devil Radio app is available where all apps are found.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Go download
that app. In the Apple app. Bully area.
Yeah, Apple App Store is what it's called.
Yeah, the Play Store. Yeah, there's more.
You're not an Apple guy. You're the Android. I'm the Apple.
Well, works. Well, see, people who use Androids, believe that they're machines that are programmed and run with interfaces between the user and the operating system, and Apple is run on magic and rainbows, and you just press it and everything happens. So that's kind of the difference I've seen.
Sure.
But anyway.
I was indoctrinated into it at a young age, so
can't blame me. That's, you know what always makes a product better?
The iPod the Nano was so cool. Yeah, I know. I just wanted a Nano, and then now I have Apple everything because they got me. Mm-hmm. They got me when I was 12, 13 years old, and that is...
Every time we have an issue in the studio, you start trying to conjure a unicorn. And I don't understand what you're doing, but it sometimes works, and it really bothers me that it does.
Yeah.
In any case, we have a lot of things to talk about today. Senator Urbanbach has said he will not seek re-election. I believe he will be on with Crudy today and the Devil's Advocate, so I'll let the information go there. But I can tell you that... he will miss spending time with all the wonderful people across the state of Wisconsin that he has met along the way, and he will also miss his Capitol parking space.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to note.
And I think that was with some jest. He had an emoji laughing face at the end of that. But
It didn't come through on the WisPolitics press release.
No, it was from Twitter. You got to get it from the source, man. You got to get it from the senator himself when he's tweeting it out.
It's true, and that's why Twitter is the most important thing in the world.
For some of us, get out of here. All right, yes. All right, so Urbanbach is no longer, he will not seek re-election. Mm-hmm. So we got that news. But we've also got some news as it comes to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Yeah, outlook not so good.
Not so good. So we got reporting over at Jonathan Sadowski, reporter for Up North News, great local news outlet here in Wisconsin. And Jonathan was covering the DHS's press conference today, which... for the first time in several months, Governor Tony Evers was actually a part of, because things are looking so bad that the governor is stepping in and trying to urge vaccinations amongst Wisconsinites because, Brian, it's not looking good.
No. Just to give you an idea of what this was shared by Patty Schachner. She also medical professional. Mm-hmm. This is shared by somebody who's in an ER right now, or this is posted about 2 hours ago here. Take it how you want it. I don't care. I've been sitting in the ER waiting room since 1 p.m. alone. No one waiting is allowed a visitor until they are in a room. I've been triaged, post-surgical bleeding, vitals, blood work, CAT scan, etc. I'm okay. Some people here are not. Life Flight has landed 6 times and is coming in again as I type. I've lost count of how many ambulances. Patients are losing their cool, screaming at staff. People are coughing up their guts. If you haven't been to a hospital lately, it's an S show. If you're reading this, we need to do everything we can and are comfortable with to keep ourselves healthy. These poor healthcare workers are beat. Physically, mentally, all of it. We need to do our part. It's the least we can do. One of my friends used to work on the in the ER. Darby's parent of Darby's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved to a different part, and she was like, you know, I miss it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Because she can actually function as a human being right now. I bless all those people who are in an ER. So not only is it you shouldn't go to one, they're lifting people out. Just last week, they denied a couple stroke victims, moved them 100 miles away.
Outside of Green Bay, yeah. Prevea Health had a facility that could not take patients because they had all of not the beds weren't completely full. They were at capacity, though, for what they could staff. They were at about 95% capacity of their beds, and people were like, oh, well, you can't be turning people away. It says you got about 5% more. And they were like, but we don't have the staff to be able to
You don't want to open yourself up to that kind of liability unless it's an emergency situation.
Right. And so they were the Prevea Health facility was turning away individuals that were experiencing a stroke.
Yeah.
And sent them at least 100 miles away.
And keep in mind, one, stroke victims you need to monitor a lot. That takes a lot of care. So it also, you know, eats up a lot of your personnel time. And don't forget, these people have to. This isn't like a. It's not like a server. You know, you just take an extra table. The service may take a little bit longer, but you know, everybody will get fed. It's not the same type of conditions. People have different needs. Not everybody has COVID. Some people have different things to take care of. And on top of it, I mean, they already are tired anyway, working 12-hour shifts. A lot of these people are. Don't forget, whether you like it or not. We just lost. I mean, I think Aurora lost about 400 people due to a lot of them are part time, but those are the people, those are the reserves you're calling on to go and help out in times of need. They lost a bunch of people to resignations due to the vaccine mandate. So you're already strained on staff, whether you like that idea or not. And now Omicron, however you want to call it, apparently is more contagious than Delta, even though it's not as bad so far.
That we know of.
But imagine when Delta and Omicron get together and say, hey, let's have a kid, baby.
I'm not looking forward to Zeta, Eta, or Theta and all of those different variations that are going to come. And we're going to get to the point, Brian, where it's going to be like double Greek alphabet letters. It's going to be the alpha, epsilon, and all of these different things is all of a sudden we're going to have these strains, or it's going to be Omicron 3.0. And I'm not looking forward to any of that. And I have a very close friend who is in the healthcare field, and she is a nurse, and she is looking for new opportunities because she is so burnt out from the stress that this pandemic is putting on our healthcare system right now. And how can you blame her? Because today's numbers are not looking good, Brian. Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting an additional 3,519 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours, with an additional 33 deaths here in the state of Wisconsin over that period. Wow. The seven-day rolling average is now 3,155 new cases per day. We're averaging almost 3,200 new cases a day over the last week. The healthcare system is stressed. 97% of ICU beds and 98% of intermediate care beds in the state of Wisconsin are currently occupied. There are 1,630 COVID-19 hospital patients in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, this is probably as a direct result of the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, no, there were some outlets across the state that were saying that there were COVID-19 dips before the holiday, that COVID-19 was receding. People put their guards down. People went they traveled.
Everything's fine, so now I can go and hang out with everybody. And all it takes is one person, and they can infect literally everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are living in a pandemic. If you are not wearing a mask, socially distancing when necessary, when possible and when necessary. And if you haven't gone and got vaccinated, completed your vaccination series, and if you're due for a booster, got a booster,
these are part of the problem. These are the things we can do.
Right. There are steps to be able to mitigate the spread, and we are now 21 months into this, Brian, and things are not looking good. This is going to be a long winter. Winter doesn't start for two more weeks. It is going to be one hell of a long winter.
The good thing is, I mean, at least we have enough data. Now more people are getting infected, enough that we can have a lot of data, right?
But we're going to know so much more about all the different variants of this virus that is going to occur because all those people are still getting
infected. All the
numbers
are showing that people who are unvaccinated are the ones at most risk. That's how it works.
Yes.
like multiple times.
I want to say 88% of the freighter patients that have COVID-19, 88% of individuals hospitalized right now due to COVID-19 at Freighter Hospital in the Milwaukee area, 88% are unvaccinated.
I'm gonna just go out there and say that, you know, if you can differentiate between a 300 hitter and a 280 hitter, that's a lot less than these percentages.
Yeah.
You can kind of guess which one is a little bit better and a little bit more safe.
Yeah. No, your odds of being hospitalized, I believe for the month of November's numbers came out, and I believe it's 8-1 odds. If you are unvaccinated in the state of Wisconsin, you are 8 times more likely to be hospitalized due to COVID-19.
What if you already had it? What are the numbers on that? Is there a different? Do they differentiate?
I can't recall. The state does a pretty good job of breaking down and giving all of the updates on a month-by-month basis, comparing the vaccinated versus unvaccinated population and the percentage for both contracting it, for being hospitalized by it, and dying from it. I don't know if they necessarily have that subcategory, if there is a variation of already having received the virus and then the numbers after that.
From what I understand from my buddy who's a Chicago firefighter, he's also a... let's just say he's a little pedantic, but he definitely does all the research and reads all the, like, he's one of the few people that you want to have pick you up when you want him as a paramedic, because he's read all the latest research on literally everything, so he can tell you without a doubt. So he said the best way to be completely as the most percentage of immunized that you can possibly be is if you are already infected, plus you've had a vaccine, plus you've had a booster. That gives you pretty much almost total immunity to it. So even if you're sitting here going, well, I already had it, so I'm immunized. Okay, well, great. This vaccine and booster will make sure that any gaps in your walls, any possible thing will get you taken care of. So sure, you can have it and still avoid it, but if you don't get your vaccine, you're still leaving yourself open.
Yeah, and DHS is also reporting 270 hospitals in Wisconsin and long-term care facilities are requesting additional staffing.
So you also have a job opportunity, everybody. So get out there and get yourself a nice nursing job helping COVID patients.
Yeah, we are not in great shape here in Wisconsin, but this is Dueling Tangents. You can tune in to our show for all the headlines. We're going to continue this topic and so many more here in Wisconsin. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.